Let me just once again welcome all brothers and sisters, wherever you are, to this gospel gathering. This is another day that the Lord has given us. And the Lord has made it clear to be in that way so that all tongues should worship the Lord and every knee should bow before the Lord. We were in the book of John, chapter 20, whereby we see Christ, the risen Christ, revealed it to Mary Magdalene. We saw it clear that it is Christ Jesus who disclosed himself to Mary Magdalene so that she could know him, not Mary that he manages to know Christ. Because the time when Mary Magdalene was led there at the sepulchre, it was already Christ risen, being in spirit now, and it takes Christ himself to call Mary so that Mary should know where Christ is. This is all the same with the boys, the men on the way to Emmaus. That is Luke chapter 24, 13 downwards. Because we saw that Bible says, and their eyes was caught, meaning God caught the eyes of Cleopas and the brother so that they should not recognize him. It is the work of our Lord Jesus Christ to open, to reveal himself to those who want to. There is time, moments whereby people try their level best, thinking that they can know Christ, but it is very difficult for one to know Christ if it is not Christ who revealed himself to the world. Because everything is God himself who did whatever pleased and told him. May the good Lord be blessed and be exalted because of whatever he purposed and
does.
And again, we hear that it is God who brings blindness to the eyes of the unelected sinners. Some other times, even to the eyes of elected sinners, he blinded them until when it pleased him to open their eyes. That is when they see the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Many more so to do. I mean, I'm a very good thing. That's something to get in. yona.
John chapter 20 verse 15 downwards says that we were in last week. That is chapter 15 through
18.
It says, Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? This is Christ asking the woman. She supposing him to be the gardener. This is the woman not knowing Christ, the revealed one, speech of Christ, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him. He used the word laid him, like it's a weak Christ, is still dead. And I will take him away. That is verse 15.
You find the verse 15. Yes, Christ.
Jesus said unto her, Mary, she turned herself, that is Christ calling Mary, and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master.
And the verse 16, yes, Christ, I'm going to be done, Maria. And then, and the.
Verse 17. Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. This was the journey to the Father after his election. But go to my brethren. That is the fellow brethren to Christ. The Peters, John, and friends, and say unto them, I ascended unto my Father and your Father, meaning the Christ's Father is the Father of the elect, and to my God and your God.
Demand 17 of the years.
Here we see now Christ telling the woman, that is Mary Magdalene, to go and speak to the brothers of Christ, the Pharaoh, thus now call them apostles, and to tell them that the work has been finished, the resurrection has been done, I'm on my way going to my Father. But the Father whom I'm going to is the same Father of you. Whatever I was doing on the cross is to let you know that your Father is in heaven. Then I'm going to the Father.
Ndedu abationa ambuye su akumuza Maria Kadara uyu pe atete akala nkure abale abale urundi atumwi kunena kuti akowa uyu kuti nchito yonse igwira sopano yapa ndandamira na ipira anali kugwira iwo kapena kuti anali kugwira inuyo amene chimaosankhidwa ndipo sopano nthawi kwatirinda kuti ndikuyera kuta kwa Atate.
Another encouraging word is that the Father whom I'm going to, it's your Father and it's your God.
Chindu china cholimbikisa kwambiri chimene amakhulupirira kuti Atate anga ndikupita kuteyo wangu kumafika Atate anga Yesu Mulungu.
Again, when he said that it's your God, it was not saying that it's a God of everybody in the world, or it's not a Father of everybody in the world. For we know and understand that if there is a Father, it means there is a Son. And a Son, it's a Son to the Father, exactly the one that comes out from within the Father.
Pakuti tizowa bwino ndokuti pamene pali Atate pali mwana ndipo akamaneta za mwana ndiyeyo amene anabwera anabadwa kuchokera Atate amene wokondwa.
I'm not saying about the son by adoption, but a son, original son from the Father.
Sindikunena tu za mwana umene munthu amangotengedwa kungoberekwa ayi koma ndikunena za mwana amene ndoitwa kuberekedwa kutoka kwa Atate wake.
From the preamble, God created the Erets to be his sons, and he confirmed it by sending Christ to die on the cross so that the seal should be sealed upon them that you are my son.
Pakuti kuchokera pachiyambi Mungu wake anawapanga iwo amene ndiwo chimosankhidwawo kukhala ana ake.
It's not that we became a son because of confessing with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. No, we are already the sons of the Father. Because John chapter 1 verse 12 says, can you read it, Brother John?
Mbukula Yohane 1 ndimayeka 12 akunena kuti koma onse amene anamlandira iye kwa iwo akukhala ana a Mulungu kwa iwo akukhulupirira kuna.
So the question may be between the receiving Christ and becoming a child of God and the receiving power, what comes first?
Mwinafunso nkumanena kuti kodi kumlandira Yesu Khristu kukhala mwana wa Mulungu ndi kulandira mphamvu yokhala mwanayo chimayamba chiyani?
Because here the Bible says that whosoever believed, receiving Christ to be his personal savior, gave him power to become the children of God.
Chifukwa malemba akunena kuti kwa iwo amene amlandira Yesu Khristu amene kukhala mpeo wawo anawapasa mphamvu yokhala ana.
First of all, it is the power that cometh upon a person to be a son before others will call or see that son in physical.
Chintu choyamba tuchofiwe kuno nditonena kuti poyamba pali mphamvu imene imakhalapo imene imamsangisa wina kuti akhale mwana wawo.
It is the power that makes one to be the sons before that son recognize himself that I'm the son to the Father.
Ndipo ndi mphamvuyo imene imampanga wina kukhala mwana. Mwana yasa kapita kuzindikira kunena kuti ndine mwana wa Atate awa ndi Atate wanga.
Because a couple, when a woman is conceived, first of all, is power in the woman that makes a conceiving, and when the child is born out, is born after the power already inside that makes a son, daughter to be a child.
chifukwa tunga kale mbanja chinthu chimene chimakhala po choyamba ni mphamvu imene imapita kwa amayi ndipo mzimayi akakhala woyembekezera imakampangisa kuyembekezera kuti mwana uja akabadwe tsopano
Which means from the preamble, God prepared the children, prepared those that are his to be his children before the foundation of the time. When the world was established, they were already prepared, already set forth and made to be the children of God. He already made himself to be God to them. But what was remaining is for the Christ Jesus to come physically and die on the cross so that their salvation should be sealed with guarantee that they are totally Fure, the children of God, the sons of the Father.
Komato chimozi mene china tsala ndi kubwera kwa Yesu Christ mthupi kuti afapere iwo kuti iwo ajata wafera akalengezedwe akakhala kugiro ndithu kuti awa ndi ana a Mulungu athunthu ndithu.
That's why here we saw that the Father and the God whom Christ was speaking was introduced to this brethren. When Christ was risen, he said, I'm going to your Father, to my Father, your God, my God. So is the God of the elect, the Father of the elect.
Verse 18.
Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. Here I see three, four things that happened to Mary. Number one, he went to the disciples. Meaning he went to meet where the message is assigned to. When the gospel has been preached to us, revealed in us, we are to go and preach the gospel wheresoever the Lord will direct us. Know that the gospel will only go to wheresoever the Lord directs. Because we see in the book of Acts, whereby other places God was forbidding, other places God was allowing them to sit or to preach. It's the Lord who directs where his gospel message should go.
If you are doing this, you are not going to be able to do it. You are not going to be able to do it. You are not going to be able to do it.
Number two, we see what the woman said. I see the Lord. I have seen the Lord. So you can see that here, Mary is testifying that the one whom I have seen is the Lord. Meaning, the Lord opened her eyes to see Christ in a different way, differing from the first Christ whom they were knowing, a son, this physical marriage, Joseph and Mary. Now they saw him as the Lord. So, number two, God opened her eyes so that he should see Christ. Which means that it is very difficult for one to see Christ if it is not Christ who has opened our eyes to see him. So, number three is the type of the message that Mary took to the disciples. What is the type of the message? It's the Lord. He spoke with that heart power that what I have seen is the Lord. Number four, he said that, and that he has spoken with me these things, meaning her ears has been
opened.
Nobody can speak of the Lord if it is not the Lord who opens our ears. First of all, Mary Magdalene heard Christ speaking, meaning the ears were opened. When the gospel is preached, it takes God himself to open the ears of those that are his, same time to close the ears of those that are not of him. So he had the message from the Lord. He preached the message of the Lord because he had seen the Lord. Whatever Mary was preaching or speaking to the disciples, the major object and subject was the Lord. Somebody can wonder why leading Genesis 1, 50, Maraca, Matthews, Acts, up to Revelation 22. Wheresoever we read, we found the Lord. This is so because when the gospel is preached, when Christ is preached, it is the work of the Spirit of the Lord to regenerate us and start understanding Christ or reigning of Christ in a mighty and a different way from what we were thinking and knowing about Christ. Physical Christ is the region. Spiritual Christ is grace now. Because those Christ has not revealed to them, that is spiritual Christ, they will continue clinging to the things of Christ, but without knowing the exact Christ exact mission, exact what will he come to do, and he will miss the whole subject of Christ. Christ is the message.
Chifuazake iyo amene azimwa mulungu sana wapuzisa sana zizawazindikilise za Kristu amene hii. Ama kakamira abe kulangula za Kristu, ama kakamira abe kumakamba za Kristu. Kuma sama ziwa Yesu Kristu yonijo linga jeni jeni jimene anabwelela nikuzaji kwa nilisa nkadimu hao.
Number five, if Christ has been revealed and your eyes has been opened to see him, your ears opened to hear him, then you be given the type of the message that you should go and preach to the people.
Chindu jaji sanu kunena kuti ngati uthenga wabwino utavukuluka mkati mwanu maswa anu atsegudu ndipo amuona iye ndi makudu anu atsegudu ndipo kamva iye pamene koko chinthu chinakupa sidwa kukalandira chakuya amene kwa.
Because when they said she spoke these things, I said he had spoken these things. It means she was now speaking only the exact things that Christ spoken to her.
Ndipo akamala ankula zonena kuti ananena izi kwa ine, zikutanza kunena kuti zimene izi analinkulankula ndi zimenezo zimene iyo analankhula mchisati maganizo ake.
He spoke these things, meaning whatever piece of word that him, that her spoke, is what Christ spoke to him. Preach the word in season, out season, without compromising, add nothing, subtract nothing, preach the exact word derivant.
Ananena zinthu izi ndine kutanthauzatu kunena kuti chilichonse ngakhale kamawu ochepa kamene Mariya analinkulankhula kukhazo kumene anachita kuwuzidwa ndi Ambuye chifukwa chachera likamawu lankhula ndi mawu okha osachitosera kapena kuwonjezera pa zimene Khristu mwini akulankhula.
So Mary preaches Christ to the disciples, he spoke of these things.
Ndiyeno Mariya uyu analalikira Khristu kwa kuzidwa kuzidwa.
Don't forget that when Mary was speaking these things that Christ spoken to her, doesn't make her to be a pastor or overall in charge of the church. Because multitudes of people has been saying that the women are pastors because Christ first spoke to this woman to preach to the men, then a woman can be a pastor. No, that's not it. But what is here, it is possible if the woman is an elected, God will draw her to the Lord. He will manage to open her ears and the ears so that she hear this message of Christ, the revealed one.
Koma chomwe tichiona apa tikunena kuti munthu wamkazi ngakanakhala kuti mwana wa Ambuye ndikaukidwa ndisikana ndipo Ambuye akonza kumukoka iye ndi kumutsegulira kuti mwanso kuona Khristu.
Verse 19, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, when the disciples were assembled, for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you.
Chifukwa ndimene 19 akuti pamenepo kukhala madzulo tsiku lomwero oyamba la sabata makomwe ali chitsekere mene kuzira Yesu anaza nayimira pakati pawo nanawo mtendere ukhale.
Now here we see Christ showing himself, his attributes and characters. Here, fully Christ is speaking to the people that I am the God, omnipresence, omnipotence, omniscient God.
Abadu Christ, who amagazo ndugazira kuleka kuti inero ndine mfungo wapose wokurapa.
Because we saw to see how Christ founded the people within the house. Because the doors were shut, the disciples were assembled for fear of Jews, but Christ met with them on that situation.
Niboso opunzira anali ali mkati chifwa cha manga choova Ayuda koma mbesa ukasiwa ndipa
kuzipa. Why Christ came to them during this situation? He went there as an encouragement and comfort.
Chifwa cha Yesu anakaonekera pakati pa anthu akabwirwe kuendereni kana kuti ye ndondo chawo kumbikiso cha.
Christ is our comfort. He is our mediator. He is our sanctification. He is our propitiation. He is our everything.
Yesu Christ, Yesu Christ, Yesu Christ, Yesu
Christ. At first, the physical Christ, he was walking to meet the people. But here, he used his Godship, just entering a place and start speaking to them, showing that he is fully God, he is truly 100% God. He can move and he can be found elsewhere. Again, here we see that the doors can never prohibit God or reject God not to enter wheresoever he wants. Here we see that nothing can hinder God to do his own will. People tries to cross the doors, tries to be in the house, tries to be in the hidden place, but God found them there. What we are learning here is that God will use whatever means he knew, he knows what him has to find wheresoever a sinner wretched but elected is found. Nobody would hinder or protect Christ from meeting with those that are his, wheresoever they are. Again, here fully shows that the work is of God. He does whatever pleases unto him at appointed time that he has in his plans. Again, here we see what the body does is to hide himself, is to find a place, a comfort zone place, whereby he might be hidden there without knowing that even if you are hearing anything in the world, Christ will come and comfort you. There is comfort in the Lord Jesus Christ. Here you can see that the men were just in the house, hidden. But here the woman is coming and preach Christ. Not that he's coming with the pastoral and told them no, but he preaches Christ because Christ revealed to her. And this doesn't mean that then the woman should start in front and start directing the church. This is another business. He said the disciples were for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. Why peace upon the disciples? This was so because they were afraid, fearing from Jews to kill them. So Christ came with the comfort. Fear nothing. There is peace with the Lord. There is peace of the Lord inside you. Peace with you. This is God Himself, the Lord, bringing the message of peace, meaning the hope, message of hope and comfort unto the people that were disturbed. He is our peace. He is our God. He is our everything. Be comforted with the word of the Lord. So when we are preaching this gospel, we are preaching Christ, the peace of his own people. When you say that Christ is the peace of his own people, it doesn't mean that you never meet with problems while in the world. Problems are there, but you have a comfort in the Lord because Christ is your everything. He is our peace. It is the Lord that brought peace to the disciples in that situation in the house closed. Christ is the peace to the peaceless people. So the gospel that this woman spoke to the people, Christ came and encouraged them with the same message, that the woman said that he saw the Lord. I am the Lord, your peace. Peace comes from God. If God is with you, you have got peace. That's why that scripture that we read today is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 28. Whereby says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. What is rest? Rest is Christ. It is peace. Rest is peace.
Tifuaja jee malemba umeti welenga, lemba umeti malizena msiku lale rundi buku la Matthew chapter 11, niti back ya 28, iyo mwagulena kuti ahidza ni kunupaide eno senu au lemba anti kutuwa kutu wako 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 kutu wako.
That's why even here you can substitute, even put peace. That come unto me, O ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you peace. That is Christ. Christ is peace. The one who has got peace fears nobody. Have no fear. I've got confidence in what he is believing. And Christ is their shield, is their peace, is their protection.
Yedu amena ali nao mtendere wusa makandi manta sama chitimera muchina chijoste chifo ama zwa zuna na kuyesu kuzwa mene ndende zucha kuzwa mene ndende mpapianga.
The title of the message of the love today is The Lord.
Mutu wa utenga watsikulale hondi ambuye.
He preaches the Lord. The Lord brought peace to them. If you have got Christ, if you preach Christ, Christ is the peace of the errant. He is the comfort of those that are restless. He is our everything. Christ is the Lord.
Mungadu ana watu.
Let us look to God in prayer as we are closing this time of worship. Heavenly Father, we thank you this afternoon here, morning at our side. Thank you for making it possible that we meet together in the close and praise your name. For sure you are our peace. You are our everything. You are our hope. You are our salvation. Thank you, the Lord. God, you are the Lord to us. You are the Lord only to the elect, and the elect who preach Christ all the way without compromise, because the Lord reveals himself to those that are his. Encourage us in the Lord so that we continue in this gospel. For we understand with our own capability we cannot manage to stand. But we need to praise you to let us stand, so we stand. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray and praise. Amen.